I liked looking through Grandpa's map book. I could see where we live, where he grew up, and where Jesus was born.
That's really cool. Even though Jesus came to Earth far away and long ago, he did what was so important. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you heard the Christmas story so many times that you just kind of tune out? It's easy to let familiar stories pass by you without thinking too much about them. But the story of what Jesus did when he came to Earth is the most important story that's ever happened. Because of all the bad things we've done, we deserve to be punished forever. But God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to take that punishment for us by dying on the cross. And then the most incredible thing happened. God brought Jesus back to life. And because of what he's done, Jesus offers us forgiveness from our sins so that we can have a relationship with him forever. Now, our story for this Sunday, it's entitled Born to Be Our Savior. "Grandpa, look at this map book I found," said Casey. "That's my old atlas," Grandpa answered. "I used that atlas to teach your mom about places of the world." Grandpa turned some pages and said, "See that green star? I put that on the town where I was born in Iowa. This other star is where Grandma was born." Then he turned to a page that showed the whole United States. There was a star on Iowa and a star on New Mexico. "Look, here's New Mexico where we live," said Casey. She traced a line between the two states. "Grandpa, you started in Iowa, and now you and Grandma live in New Mexico, right across the street from us." "Yes, we moved 1,000 miles to be close to the people we love most." Grandpa showed Casey another map with green stars on it. "My parents were born here, in Austria." "Austria? Kangaroos live there," Casey said. "No, honey, kangaroos live in Australia. Austria is a country in Europe." Casey turned some pages and found a map with a large gold star on it. Grandpa touched the star and said, "I know someone who was born here, and so do you." "Is it Uncle Gilbert? Mom said he lives far away." "No, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. I put a special star on it, like the star that shone there when he was born." "After Jesus was born, what happened to him?" Grandpa asked. "He grew up, and he was the only person who never sinned. But we do sin, so we need a savior." "Savior," corrected Grandpa. "Then what happened?" "He died on the cross, but then he rose again, and now he lives in us because we trust in him," said Casey. "That's right. Grandma and I moved a long way to live close to you, but Jesus came all the way from heaven to save us so he could live in us. We were separated from him because of our sin, so Jesus became human and died for us. When we trust in him, he is always with us through the Holy Spirit, and one day we'll see him face to face." Casey smiled and said, "I'm glad he came to be our savior." "Savior," said Grandpa with a wink. "Me too." So what about you? Do you know someone who moved to be closer to family and friends? Many people try to live close to those they love, like their grandchildren. That might mean moving a great distance to live near them. Just think how far Jesus came to be close to those he loves, like you. He came all the way from heaven to save you so you could live with him forever. So, have you trusted in him? To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is John 3:16.
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
And our key thought for Sunday? Jesus came to save us. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.